December 11th through the 17th, 1977, in Cleveland, Ohio, the Born Again Messages with Brother Titus Chu. Message 7.
Okay, now, brother, we just turn to all the points in a very quick way, okay? Then, not only we enjoy this living Christ as a living person, we also enjoy Christ as all our daily need. Now, you have the giver. When you have the giver, surely you enjoy the gift. You shouldn't say, I don't care about the gift. I only care about the giver. Then the giver gives you what? Am I right? You need the giver. You also enjoy the gifts. All the giver gives to you. All the gifts the giver gives to you. You enjoy Christ as a living person. By seeing that he is a living person, by enjoying him as a living person, you begin to realize he is a lamb. Am I right? And what? He is your friend. And he's your big brother. And he's what? He's your shepherd. And he is what? He's your builder. And he is a bridegroom. Hallelujah. The more you enjoy him, the more you have the reality of the lamb, of the friend, of the big brother, of what? The shepherd, of the builder, and of the bridegroom. Now, when you enjoy him as all these realities, you will be cleansed. You will be opened up. You will be sustained. You will be strengthened. You will have the living experience of the Lord in all your daily life. Hallelujah. More than this, this living Christ will be the reality to all your daily need. Do you have need? You have a lot of need. You do have need. Don't say you don't have any need. Don't say, when I have Christ, then everything's okay. I realize you have Christ, everything's okay. Why? Because this living Christ, at the same time, will supply you with all your needs. I tell you, brother, we don't have time to cover all these in Jiang. I just picked up about 10, 13 points for your sake. First, you're going to enjoy Christ as life. Then you say, okay. So every time you start with life, you end up with life. Well, brother, because you have life, you can do everything. Am I right? If you don't enjoy Christ as your life, you don't enjoy Christ as anything for you. You must enjoy this Christ as life to you first. When Christ is life to you, then for sure, all the realities of Christ will be experienced by you. You know, suppose I got a lot of riches with my person. Even suppose I can preach with a lot of riches in the Bible. Do you know what I need? More than these riches, I also need a healthy body with a strong human life so that I'm able to stand over here to present you all the realities. But suppose today I don't have much life, even the human life. I come back. I barely able to stand up. And when I say three sentences, I begin to breathe too hard. Brother, Christ, yes, every thing. What about this? You say, brother, you better go home and rest. No matter how rich you are, right? No matter how marvelous it's in your mind or in your spirit, but you don't have even a proper human life, how can you do a proper human presentation? You have no way. If you want to stand here to share healthily, to share with a sense strongly, first, I must be healthy. I must be strong. I must be able. I must be what? Dynamic. Right? Then how about pertaining to all the reality, all the virtues of this wonderful Christ. First you need is a life of Christ. I tell you, brothers, when you are short of the enjoyment of Christ as your life, then let me tell you, everything to you will be gloomy. Is that word gloomy? Is that English word gloomy? right? Everything to you will be gloomy. Nothing will to you will be excited. You would say, Lord, I know everything, but they all are not real to me. I know someday I will go to heaven, but I'm not excited. I know that you are my Jesus, you take care of me, but I don't feel anything. I know that you are all in all, and I should be happy, but I cannot be happy. Do you have this experience in your Christian life? Many times, you know what is right, but the right is not with you. Is that English? Is that English, sister? You know what is right, but the right, suppose I use as a noun, right? They're not with you. You know you should be dynamic, powerful, joyful, cheerful, excited, energetic. You know you should be happy, heavenly. You know all this, but you just can't. Why aren't you happy? I can't. Why aren't you excited? I can't. Brother, stir up. I can't. Why you can't? Why you can't? Because you're short of the enjoyment of Christ as life. I tell you, I made a mistake this afternoon. I went to the bed, I lay down at about 1:30, then I told my wife with a good word, I wake up at 3 o'clock, and usually that's the time the kids come home. Then I would do something. But when I wake up with a lot of dreams, I found out it's 4:30. Then I turn again, I wake up, it's 5. Oh, Lord Jesus, I get up, I really feel bad. But no need to feel bad. You need to enjoy Christ as life. Yeah. You know what I mean? The first thing do, I kiss my little daughter a little bit. Then I kiss my son a little bit. Then I send them all to the kitchen. Let them bother their mother. I close the door and I open the Bible. I begin to say, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Then I turn to the Word. I read one verse. Oh, Lord Jesus. I read another verse. Oh, Lord Jesus. I read another verse. Oh, Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. Pretty soon, I just feel, the oversleep is over. The dream is over. The problem's over. The head is over. Headache is over. Everything's over. Why? Because I enjoy Christ as a very life. Amen. You know, the first thing I got at 5 o'clock is I'm not going to the love feast. I say, what? You think that? Sure, me too. And many times, me three. I think it twice. But, brother, where I was sitting there, oh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, life, amen, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, more like that, why 6:30 still not come? Oh, Lord Jesus, why still not come? Oh, Lord Jesus, I just, a full desire raised up within me, I want to go to see my brothers. I like to go to be with my brothers. I don't care what I have to eat. I don't care what kind of lousy coffee the church in Cleveland always provides. But hallelujah, I'm coming here to enjoy the presence of all the living brothers. Oh, isn't that good? Isn't that wonderful? Do you know what I'm talking about, young sister? You know what I'm talking about? Don't condemn yourself. Oh, I'm so poor. I'm so weak. Hallelujah, me too. And every time, many times I like to tell you, me three, that means I am more terrible than you are. But the secret is not to say, no, I got to be right. Suppose I get up at 5 o'clock. What have I been doing? Sleeping from 1:30 to 5. What a shame. Right? Then first thing was, then I lock myself in the door. I kneel down, not pray, but punish myself. You bad boy. Kneel down here. You bad boy. You shouldn't oversleep. I think after the whole mess, I think my wife is in trouble, my kids in trouble, my vessels are in trouble. Maybe the sofa will be thrown apart, and maybe a lot of glass will be broken, and my wife will come to the meeting with tears. Then you would ask her, where's your husband? She's mad. Praise the Lord. I didn't punish myself. I didn't try to improve myself. I didn't do anything to rebuke myself. Immediately I realized what I need earnestly to make up that oversleep is life.
Amen.
So I kiss my little daughter a little bit and kiss my little son a little bit and send them all to the kitchen to be with their mother and lock the door, have a cup of tea, and enjoy Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, just not so long. 20 minutes. 30 minutes. Wow. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I just have a sense, wow, why 6:30 come up so late? What's wrong with the clock? What's wrong with the time? Nothing wrong with the time, because you're so much on fire.
Yeah, amen.
You know, brother, never go back and condemn yourself. Oh, last night you were at the meeting, you were so happy. This morning you are so unhappy. If you are so unhappy, do you know what you need to do? You need to turn to the Lord and enjoy Christ as the very life. When Christ as your life is enjoyed to you, the life will issue out a lot of things. Is that clear? Look, I got the human life. When a human life is healthy, it issues out a lot of things. Am I right? I'm speaking here. I'm rejoicing here. I'm releasing my spirit here. And I'm excited here. Why? Because my life, both human life and the divine life, are healthy with me. Any life is not healthy, I'm in trouble. Am I right? Praise the Lord. You need to enjoy Christ, not only as a person, as a lamb, right? As what? As a friend, and as what? As a big brother, then as a shepherd, then as a builder, then as a bridegroom. More than all this, you also need to realize the more you come to Christ and enjoy Him, the more you find out your life within you, the life, the tide of life, began to be raised up, began to rise up. Hallelujah. You just try. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Behold. Amen. Oh, the Lamb of God. Amen. Behold. Amen. The Lamb of God. Amen. Takes away, amen, the sins of the world. Amen. Oh, I tell you, not so long. Just a few minutes, you find out you're different. If you say, oh, brother, I don't think I need this. I'm so holy. Not holy, you know. It's holy with a hole. Holy. I got a lay, but with a hole. Do you know what I'm talking about? Always something drop from me. I never get satisfied. But the holy people like to say they're holy. The holy. Is that English? But it doesn't matter. The language is for communication. Communication is not for language. So you can take my word. There is such a word called holy. Am I right? You see, he majored in linguistics. He knows what I'm talking about. He agrees with me. You know, don't say that. Oh, brother, I'm so holy. And, you know, I'm a rigid people. And I don't get excited as you are. And do you know, I eat breakfast with two toasts and oak and fried egg. And then I go to the work. And do you know my car is a 1975 Chevy 3. And do you know, when I go to work, and someone is under me, and someone is above me tell me what to do, under me listen to me what I tell them to do, and do you know, then I eat my lunch, usually that's bologna, because I'm bologna anyway, and then afterward, I work again, and then I go home, and I enjoy a supper, then I stay at home watching TV. You know, sir, I just don't see what's wrong with me. Surely there's nothing wrong with me. You are so holy. In your life, there's a big hole. You don't even know what's what anymore. Too bad. I'm sorry to tell you this, right? Please don't be offended. But with me, I'm not holy. I'm sensitively. Anything wrong, I got it immediately. Anything sinful, I know it immediately. Anything that is from Satan, from the power of the world, I got it immediately. But my secret was this. I never abide in my problems. Immediately, I turn to enjoy Christ as my life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The more Satan tries to do, the more I begin to enjoy how Christ as life is always nourishing me, strengthening me, supporting me, enlightening me, and take me on to follow this very Christ. Oh, friends, have you ever realized this? Do you know this, my friend? Do you know what I'm talking about? Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? Look like one. Look like a Christian. Are you a believer? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Yeah, look like a believer. So you know what I'm talking about. How about you? You don't believe in Jesus Christ. Why don't you come to the front? Come on. Change your signature. Come on, you two. No, you understand me more. Come on. Why don't you come to the front? Come on, Shirley. Sit here, please. You were in the meeting before or not?
No.
First time?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Sit down, please. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? That now, there are two kinds of life. Am I right? One kind is religious, ethical. Am I right? The religious life, ethical life, would never feel they need the life of Christ. They would always be satisfied. I do this, I do that. And then you say, why should I do this? Everybody is doing this. But, you know, I'm a Christian. I think you are one. Are you saved?
Yeah.
Are you born again?
Yeah.
Are you born again? I tell you, the born again, they are different. They would say, I don't care about the ethical life. Sure, I don't care about sinful life. Even I don't care about ethical life. I know the Confucius has confused 800 million people in China. And I don't need to be confused anymore. Am I right? I don't even care about ethical life. Neither do I care about religious life. I do care about the very life of Christ.
Amen.
I don't care about a sinful life. I don't care about ethical life. I don't care about a religious life. I care for the life of Christ. Do you care for the life of Christ?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Can you say that? Can you say hallelujah with me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Hallelujah.
No. I know it's hard for her. It's hard for your name, sister?
Joanne.
It's really hard. This kind of test put you on the spot. I'm sorry. In the presence of so many people. But Joanne, do you realize what I'm trying to tell you? Now, we Christians are so wonderful. Joanne, do you know what I'm talking about? We Christians are so wonderful. We are not in sinful life. We're not in ethical life. We're not in religious life. We are in the very life of God.
Amen.
And we enjoy Christ as our life. Do you know what I mean?
And God who is our Father.
Yeah, you're right. But have you ever enjoyed Christ as your life?
No.
Have you ever enjoyed it? Do you know what does it mean by enjoy?
Yeah.
Yeah, hallelujah, you see? So there's no problem. Let me ask you. Please, let me ask you, or let me just be very honest with you. How many of you have never enjoyed Christ as your life? Can you raise up your hand? Please, we are so free here, right? You see, I'm not a preacher, and neither are you audience. You don't owe me anything. I don't collect donation either. Am I right? We're just here for each other's profit in the Lord's presence. Now, how many of you have not enjoyed Christ as your life? And how many of you just fully frustrated? What is man talking about? I don't know what he's talking about. If you don't know, then you have not enjoyed. Suppose I tell you, have you ever eaten turtle? Turtle. No, I ate turtle many, many times. And I can, actually, it's not turtle. It's a kind of fish. Look just like a turtle. I don't know how they call that kind of thing. Do you know what I'm talking about? A kind of fish appears exactly like a turtle. The only thing, the backbone is tender, not hard. It's a very famous Chinese dish. And I tell you, they surely taste good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I tell you, the fish is much more seasoning than the meat. The meat is much more seasoning than the vegetable. Right? So the meat is better taste than vegetable, generally speaking. Of course, many people like vegetables, so do me, so do I, right? Then, I tell you also, Do you know? The fish is much more seasoning than the meat. And I'll tell you, this kind of turtle is much more seasoning than the fish. Oh, they surely taste good. Oh, I tell you, once you taste it, you will not forget about it. And it will build up an appetite in you, and you just wait for another chance to eat this kind of turtle. And you begin to analyze who did the better cooking. But no matter what I say, you don't know what I'm talking about. Why? You have not ate this kind of turtle. Only those who understand what I'm talking about. Would you please raise up your hand? You see, all those who have ate the turtle. You know why he raised up his hand? Would you stand up, please? Do you know why he raised up his hand? Because he visited Far East just a few months ago. That's why in Taiwan, they must have treated you the turtle, right? You see? That's why he knows what I'm talking about. So he raised up his hand. He says, I know. If you have not experienced, you don't understand. If you experience, you surely know. And you're excited about it. If you are not excited, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you know, it's not so serious with me, but let me say it in a small voice, it is quite serious with you. That means you are not yet saved. You may have been in religion. You may have been before Mary for many, many times, but it doesn't make any difference. You have not been born again. You have not been saved. If you are saved, you will know what I'm sharing with you about how we are enjoying the riches of this life. Now, let me ask you, how many of you still don't know what I'm talking about? I'm surprised. Everyone's saved here. Hallelujah. That is wonderful. Everyone's saved. Now, if this is the case, I tell you what the life... 11. Then point two, as the bread of life. Okay? That is 6:48 through 51. Then, as the water of life. That is 7:37 through 38. Then, as the light of life. That is chapter 8, verse 12. Then, as the word of life. That is chapter 5, verse 39 through 40. And chapter 6, verse 63. How about these four things? As life, you enjoy Christ as life. What kind of life? You enjoy Christ as the bread of life. Right? The water of life, sister. Praise the Lord. The bread of life, the water of life, the light of life, and the word, W-O-R-D, the word of life. This life, to you, has all kind of functionings. What is the bread of life? Bread of life is for living, right? Even he that eat me shall live by me, right? You need the bread of life. When you eat the bread of life, you are alive. Are you alive in Christians, young man? You are. How about you, sister? Did you raise up your hand to come tomorrow?
No.
Oh, okay, you better come tomorrow then. We got another one. I tell you, brother, do you know that you need the bread of life to make you alive? You just look. You say, don't think I'm full wrong. Now it's Christmas time, am I right? Now everybody is in happy mood. This is the happiest year, happiest time of the whole year in Cleveland. But please, tomorrow afternoon, you go to sit in the public square. Not to sit, stand there. Just watching people carry all the boxing and out. Look at their face. See how they appear. One day, I purposely went there. I stand there purposely. I stood there, just watch. And I was shocked to see no one even have any expression. Everyone looked like a dead person. Just like that. Nobody's happy. Don't laugh. Just think about us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus good. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where can you find these kind of happy people? Because these people have the bread of life. Amen. If you don't have the bread of life, right. I tell you, everybody will come in. Where's my Christmas gift? Hallelujah. None of us has any mass gift, but we don't have Christ must. Every God, one God, the Christ must. We all have Christ. Christ as what? as the bread of life to make us living. Then you also enjoy Christ, brother, as the water of life to quench your thirst. Do you know you need to eat? You also need to drink, right? You need to be made alive, and also you need to be made fresh. I ate a big dinner tonight with all the nice cookings from all the sisters, but I still need some water. Even now I need some water. Am I right? Even now I need some water, brother. Am I right? Why? Because you can be satisfied. You can be made alive. You can be made strong, but you are thirsty. You realize you need to drink something. And when you drink something, your thirsty is quenched. Then you feel so good. I tell you, when I was in Brazil, I realized all the young Brazilians like Coca-Cola. They don't say Coca-Cola. They say Coca-Cola. Am I right? Is that the way you say it?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. You see? They all like Coca-Cola. Am I right? And I tell you, I went there, I don't take Coca-Cola, I take Guarana.
It's better.
Better, you see? That is a local drink produced only in Brazil. Huh? Guarana. What is this a kind of drink? Like, how do you call that? What kind of thing that like? Hard to say. You go and drink it. You see, everything must be subjective. Explain doesn't make any sense. And the more I was there, the more I drink that Guarana, and the more I feel good, happy, wonderful. Why? Not they don't give me meat. They give me too much meat. You know, you go there, Brazil, you will eat a kind of thing called churrasco or something. Churrasco. That means kill you with meat. You know, you walk in, you don't know what's going to come. So you sit down, you know, the waiter come with a strip of, a metal strip with all kind of meats on top. One kind, not all kind, a lot of meat. They slice one slice. Is that enough? No. Another slice. Is that enough? No. Another slice. Of course, the first time I saw that's a thing, I said, no. It's no. And so, no. And everybody look at me. Why? And I ask God, why you eat so little? He says, at least 10 more kinds are coming. Oh, okay, I got a secret. Then later, another kind come. Then they'll tell you, this is a shoulder, and this is a lung, and this is a pork, and this is all kind of things. Am I right? After that one meal, you eat as much as you can, you walk out, you have a sense, Lord Jesus, why should you crave meat? It's too troublesome. You like to have a lot of vegetables. Oh, they treat me nice. They treat me a lot of kind of steaks, and riches, and always a big fish. I don't know why Brazil has all these kind of big fish. Always big fish. You don't even find this in the market here too often. But no matter how the bread of life is good, you also need the water of life. After 1 hour, after 2 hours, you just feel you are thirsty. Do you know what I'm talking about? Then you need some Guarana. You need some Coca-Cola. You need something that can refresh you. Hallelujah, brothers. Christ is life. You need a major meal. In the morning watch, you come here, pick up the kernel, then you have the major meal. Hallelujah. But afterward, you also need a lot of drink. Every 1 hour, 2 hours, you need to say, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, I love you. Jesus, you are so good. Oh, Lord, you are so sweet. What is that? That is Christ as the water of life. Amen. By the water of life, you have the bread of life. Water of life, you have the light of life. That means you walk rightly. You know how to walk. You know what I mean? You know how to walk. When you walk, you realize what is right, what is wrong. You have the light of life. You are no longer under darkness. And more than that, you have the light of life. You also have the word of life. Do you know what this is? Brother, you know? This is the word of life. Don't say this is a Bible. Sure, it is Bible. When you say it's Bible, it's very, very objective. But when you say this is a word of life for you to enjoy, it is very subjective. You see how Jesus said? Jesus said, search ye the scripture. You do search the scripture. For ye think in it there is everlasting life. But you will not come to me for life. Then Jesus add to it, the word I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Do you know what I'm talking about, sister? Do you know? Like this tonight, right? We sing some song, then these young people would say, let's pre-read one verse, pre-read another verse. That pre-reading is kind of funny. And in fact, it's more than funny, it is kind of scary, because people are so loud. Stand up. Behold the Lamb! Am I right? Raise up your hand. I'd like to help you to pre-read a little bit. I tell you, brother, what is a word? The word is just a word of life. If you think this is ethical teaching, you should go to Confucius. I was raised up in China, and I know Confucius. And Confucius was a great man. Without him, there definitely will not be China. The whole China was preserved by him for over 2,000 years, 2,500 years. No, 2,500 years, preserved by this man. And everyone invade China will be finally end up to be Chinese. China was originally a small country. The northern people come in, China come to north. Do you know what I mean? Then the southern people come in, China come to south. Why? Why China can do this? Because of their ethical teaching. Their ethical teaching is much more than the teaching in the Bible. It is a shame for so many people in Christianity take this Bible ethically. They don't know the riches of the world. For instance, our sister Joanne, you know, Julie. I tell you, Julie, friends, I tell you, could you believe Confucius made a statement? He said, since, S-I-N-C-E, right? Since I'm sinful against the heaven, therefore I cannot pray. Could you believe a man that deep? Can you believe that? A man never heard the gospel. He never worshiped any idols. Confucius never worshiped idols. He realizes nothing. He realized there's a creator. The heaven to him is a creator. But he would say the creator is so high, is so holy, is so godly, and I'm a sinner. Therefore, I dare not to pray. Could you believe in this? So many people say he's saved. I say he might be saved. Who knows? He has a word in his ethical teaching. There's a word. This word is xiao, xiao sun, xiao. This word, in English, there's no such word. Why? In your culture, there's just no such thing. In the Western culture, there's no such thing. What is xiao? The xiao was expounded by a story. A mother was sick. He was so sick, he wants to eat some fish. Then she was so sick. She's an old mother. She wants to eat some fish. Then the son, his name called Wang Qiang, he would go to the lake in the wintertime, laying on top of the ice, that use his body to, how do you say this, melt the ice. Then after the ice is melted, a fish jump up. Of course, this is a fairy tale. But this is a virtue of that word. That word means your whole life owes to your parents. You know, Confucius says, your body, your hair, and your skin are the inheritance of your parents. Therefore, don't hurt it. You preserve your body for what reason? For your parents' sake. How about this kind of ethical teaching? How about this kind of ethical teaching? You know, brothers, here the pastors are preaching, you know, the Bible tells us, honor your parents. These are too shallow. They would say, oh, you mean the Bible is so shallow? I didn't say that. I say the Bible is not a book of ethical. The Bible is a book of life.
Amen.
The Bible, every word in the Bible is a word of life.
Amen.
If you go to the Bible, you don't enjoy life, and you begin to enjoy the ethical things, you are in the wrong place. The Bible is for you to take life. Hallelujah. Any verse? Do you have one verse, you know? Do you know one verse in your memory? Do you know one verse?
Be strong and of good courage.
Be strong and in good courage.
Be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee.
Very good. How about that? We three come up. Come on, Shirley. Come on. I surely like to get one sister. Help us. Come on. You. Come on. Come on. Now, you see, let me demonstrate to you. I think we better not cover the whole thing. Since we say prolong the training, we might as well prolong it, right? Okay, now, you just listen, huh? You see, he said, be strong and of good courage. And what?
Be not afraid.
Be not afraid. And what?
Neither be thou dismayed.
Neither be thou dismayed. Why?
For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Okay, for the Lord thy God is with you. Suppose just this much. Okay, be strong. What?
And of
good courage. Be not dismayed. Be not afraid. Be not afraid.
Neither be thou dismayed.
Okay, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Then what?
For the Lord thy God is with you.
With you. With thee. Okay, with thee, with you. It's the same, right? Okay, with thee. Now, suppose, here's a verse. There is a teaching. A teaching, I could tell Julie, do you know, the Bible tells us, be strong and of good courage. Therefore, you should be strong and you should be of good courage. And don't be afraid and don't be dismayed. Why? Because the Lord thy God is with you. And you heard about it. Yeah. Whatever you yeah, it's not yours. I'm still afraid.
Right.
I'm still dismayed.
Right.
I'm still weak.
Right.
And I'm still quite a cowardness in preaching the gospel.
Right.
Okay. Do you agree with me, Julie?
Yeah, so am I.
Huh? You see? No, but we take it another way. You see, the word is what? The word is a word of life.
Amen.
Am I right? Suppose, come on. Stand here. Come on. Suppose we four try this, okay? We try not to be so loud, but we begin to enjoy this verse as our life. You know the difference? We don't say it as a teaching. We say it as life. You know, I begin to say, be strong. Amen. Be strong. You say something. Come on.
Be strong.
Amen. Be strong. Amen. Come on.
Be strong.
Amen. Your turn.
Be strong.
Amen. Be strong. Amen. And of good courage. Amen.
And of good courage.
Amen.
Be strong and of courage.
Amen. How about you?
Be strong
and of good courage. Amen.
Yeah.
Good courage. I'm sorry. You pronounce it right. Okay? So courage, not courage. Okay. Be strong and of good courage. Amen. Go ahead.
Be not afraid.
Amen. And be not afraid.
Amen.
Amen.
Be not afraid.
Amen.
Be not afraid.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what?
Nor be thou dismayed.
Amen. Nor be thou dismayed.
Amen.
Amen. Nor be thou dismayed. Amen. Go ahead.
God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, thy God is with thee.
Amen.
Oh, do you feel the difference? Is it different? Hey, you see? You see? Thank you, sister. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Yeah, go ahead. Say something.
Be strong and of good courage.
Amen.
Neither be thou dismayed.
Amen.
Or afraid.
Amen.
For the Lord thy God is with thee.
Amen.
Whithersoever thou goest.
Amen. Thank you, sister. Is that good? I tell you, you see the difference? You see the difference? Do you see the difference? Surely, I tell you, I'd like to get another new ones come up. Please, be bold. Let us try. How about another one? Anyone be bold? Volunteer, please. Anyone, come up. Okay, here you come. Give me another verse. Come on, even another verse. Oh, here, you come. Okay, now, we got five of us. We need another sister. Join in, another sister, join in, please. Any sister, come in, please. Oh, here she comes. That's good. One of you give us a verse. Any verse. One of you, new ones. You're naive. You have a verse? You're naive. Okay, you give us a verse. Anyway, pardon? Yeah, he got a verse.
Be not drunk.
Be not drunk with wine.
Wherein
is excess. Yeah. Amen.
But be filled with the Spirit.
Hey. You know the verse? Let me give it to you, okay? So, you know, you don't have to memorize. It won't be too hard for you, huh? Okay. It's Ephesians 4. Ephesians 5. Okay, 18. Okay, you hold the Bible. Okay? And you brother all can open up the Bible. We brothers are going to pray read for you to see how we enjoy the word as the word of life.
Amen.
Okay? Come on. We read it together, okay?
And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled in spirit.
Amen. Okay, now. 518. Amen. Now. Okay. And be not. Amen.
And be not.
Amen.
And be not.
Amen. Go ahead.
And be not drunk with wine.
Amen.
Wherein excess.
Amen. Go ahead.
But
amen.
Amen.
Come, Bob, your turn. Be not drunk with wine.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, read it loud. Don't go to the front. Just stand here. It's okay. Yeah, just stand here. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Be not drunk.
Amen.
Be not drunk.
Amen. Oh. Amen.
Amen.
If you drunk with wine, you got the excess.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
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 Yeah. Amen. Go ahead, sister.
Filled.
Amen.
Be filled in spirit.
Amen. Oh, brothers, we need to be filled in spirit. Amen.
Not drunk with wine, but filled
in spirit.
Amen. Oh, brothers, we don't need wine.
Yeah.
We need a lot of spirit. Amen. Amen.
Oh, I just want to be filled.
Yeah. Amen.
Taller than the brim of a glass.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Come on. Yeah. Come on, sister.
Amen.
Sister, with a strong spirit.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
I want to be filled with the spirit.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
I want to... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I used to want to get drunk.
Yeah.
Myself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now there's a way to get drunk.
Amen.
It's in
excess. Amen.
It's in the spirit.
Amen. Yeah. When I'm getting drunk,
yeah.
I'm so ugly.
Yeah.
When I'm getting filled with the spirit, I'm so holy.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Go ahead, sister. How about this? Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like it. Do you like it?
Amen.
How about you? I tell you, brothers. Thank you, brother, sister. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Now you see, this is to tell us what? The word of life.
Amen.
You enjoy life. Whenever you come to enjoy this Christ, you begin to enjoy life.
Yeah.
And this life is the bread of life.
Amen.
It's a water of life.
Amen.
It's a light of life.
Amen.
And also is the word of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I think we better stop here. It's too late. We need 2-3 brothers. How about Vern? Your few brothers have some praise for us to the Lord. We're so thankful for these kind of meetings. We're so free. We enjoy so much. And we didn't try anything. And Lord is here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.